Part 5 of the Thingamy What's It. Scene 1. At Etoile's house. Was it? Is it? A dream.
Is there?
Etoile, it's me,
Charles. Hold on a moment, I'm coming. Who can be so early in the morning?
Etoile, I'm so sorry to disturb you at this hour. It's just that, well, I've had a terrible experience.
Experience? Yes, but I'm much better today.
What? Oh, no, I just had, well, actually, it was a dream.
A dream?
Well, more like a nightmare, really.
Oh, you mean a cauchemar?
Yes. We were all there.
Huh?
And there was a bomb.
Huh?
And I was an agent. And
huh?
Blade. And there was a helicopter. And
huh?
It was all very, very tense, you see. Your nose.
Charles, between you and me, frankly speaking, it is for me very hard to bear to have a nose that is not my nose. I respect the man who gave me his nose, but I can never look at myself in the mirror again. Let us not speak about it.
Oh, yes, of course. I fully understand, old chap. Mum's the word.
Oh, God. Mum's the word if you had one, and if you haven't, it's bum, Charlie.
What are you doing here?
Sleep here, did you?
No. I was just telling Etoile here about my dream.
Talking of dreams, oh, mate. Met this incredible Sheila last night at the Bushbat party. She was something else, I tell you. And she was telling me all about her dreams. Here, what is it? Here's her calling card. Here, take it.
I don't know whether I should go.
Who is this?
Madame Floratsky, Dreams and Interpretations, Apartment 1, Lionel Force 3.
This rubbish. Dreams is only yesterday's unresolved problems.
Well, that's rather a narrow generalization.
No, it's a fact. If you dream, it means you have not done a proper day's work. Me? I never dream.
Well, we all dream, and sometimes they provide clues.
I had a dream once that I was wrestling with a crocodile, and I got swallowed whole. And the strange thing was that inside the beast was a very comfortable chair, and on the side table was a can of cold Foster's.
Nonsense! Like I say, it's rubbish. This Madame Flatsky, whatever, is a kind we really don't need around here. Charles, you are surely not going there.
Well, no. Probably not.
Scene 2. At the vegetable counter.
I take 1 kilo potato. Okay. Make 1.5 kilo potato. Half kilo carrot. Cabbage.
Yes.
I take 5 numbers. Onion. Give me 500 grams.
Mr. Spade.
Donna. It's Blade.
Oh, sorry. Wow. Are you cooking a feast? Are you having a party?
No. Only weekly soup for myself, but most delicious.
I never know what to buy.
If you like to come for soup?
What kind of soup?
Cabbage.
I think I'm busy tonight.
Oh, well, maybe next time. Oh, okay. See you.
Oh, Blade.
Yes?
How is Etoile's nose taking?
It's not taking. He still have it.
No, I mean, how is it growing?
Growing? It's not growing. It's the same size. This is cabbage. It's not cabbage. It's nose, I mean.
I mean, is it all right?
Oh, yes. It's good. But one thing, you must never talk about nose around the towel.
Oh, I fully understand.
Okay, see you, maybe.
Scene 3. At apartment, one line of force 3.
My dear, it's all well and good, but please do not think that I'm able to see the future. That's not my field. Yes, I understand. But really, it's up to the divine and not me. Okay, I'll try again tomorrow. Otherwise, see you at the concert. Okay, bye.
Hi.
Hello, gorgeous. Come to arrest me.
Hi, my name's Charles. I was looking for Madame Flavatsky.
That's me, darling.
Really? But, Luno said he met her last night at a party.
A butterfly by night and just boring old me by day.
Oh, I see. Yes, I think I understand. Do you do the dream thing by day, or should I come back later?
I knew you were a mysterious and troubled soul.
Really?
Yes. Put your account number on that pad and we can get started.
Oh.
Now, you lie down over there whilst I light the incense and the candles.
Shoo! Your animal, it doesn't want to move and I don't want to sit on it.
What?
There, your animal, it's asleep on the couch and won't move.
That, my dear, is not an animal. It's one of only two auburn stallion wigs in the world.
Oh, I see. Here, where do I put it then?
Anywhere. Now, relax.
Do I have to take my clothes off or anything?
That won't be necessary this time, darling.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. You see, I've never done anything like this before.
Don't worry. I'll ease you in gently. Just start from the beginning.
Well, I went to bed and lay down, and before I knew it...
I just put him to sleep. Why is he up again? Just one moment.
You have a child?
Yes, here he is. Isn't he handsome? Norman Dorset Jr.
He's yours?
No, I borrowed him. Of course he is. Don't you see the resemblance? Oh, here, you take him.
Oh, he's heavy. Hello, little cute one. Oh, yuck, I say. Oh, maybe you better sit down there. It's disgusting. Oh.
You said that dream foretold that my girlfriend would be coming back if I did chamber duty.
I might have. I'm not sure. It might take longer than you expect.
Well, this all seems a little shady if you ask me. I want my money back. You're a crook.
Hold on, little one. Here, give me that wig. Ouch! He's got me, now he's eating the wig. What should I do?
Look, come in and calm down.
Oh, another poor sod to be conned and fleeced.
Hey, you're walking on thin ice there.
Yes. Can't you see there's a vicious little infant in the room?
Charles, why did you give him the wig? He's ruining it. And now you've made him cry.
I didn't. I just wanted to just quiet him down, you see.
Oh, Jesus, give me my money and I'll go.
Calm down, young man, and let's talk it through.
Oh, shut up, you ignorant old fool.
I say, you'll take that back.
Look, I'll transfer it back tomorrow.
I won't take anything back apart from my money.
You won't, eh?
No.
Well, take this and be gone.
Ah. Christ, you guys are crazy. Nuts. I'm filing a complaint. Just wait till you come to the west side.
Well, now that's a surprise.
Oh, I say, I don't know what came over me. Could I have a glass of water? I feel quite queasy.
Scene 4. In the shade of a large tree.
Maybe she no like cabbage. What if I had said potato soup? Then would she come? Maybe something different. Try pershny. Yes, pershny soup is the way to women's heart. Or maybe I'm not her type. Did she smell maybe my breath? Not so bad today. Oh, this mystery thing called women. It's like box of Indian sweets with silver on outside. All look different, but all inside is sweet. How to understand the sticky...
Blaine! There you are, you frill-necked, flat-backed lizard.
Luno, you give me a shock.
So, what are you up to out here all on your own? Dreaming of the female species, eh?
No. I was calculating.
What? How many cockroaches it takes to kill a man?
Huh? No, Luno.
Listen, mate, I need you to give me a hand.
Oh, yes, okay.
It's my brother's birthday next week, and I wanted to give him something special.
Like what? Electric shaver, or maybe one of those wooden thing for massaging feet.
Ah, something better. Something much better. I was thinking of a little nipper.
Electric nipper?
See, I actually think Etoile is a little lonely after the shock of his accident. And he needs some company.
Etoile will never accept Lady Nipper.
Christ, Blade, I wasn't going to set him up with a hooker, if that's what you mean. I was thinking of getting him a dog.
Dog?
Yeah, some nice little furry puppy.
Oh, okay.
So, you're the man who might know where the nippers are?
You mean dog?
Jesus, mate, yeah. Where can I get a dog, a puppy, furry if possible?
I think I know just place for nippers. We go to Gregory's.
Scene 5. At Gregory's place.
Crikey, this place is a mess. You'd think the Ummers were in short supply.
Well, no, please. We are not still in colonial times.
Yeah, sure, I'll tone it down a bit. But what's this attraction to dirt and... what's that smell?
Bat shit. That make very good fertilizer.
You wouldn't know it looking at the weeds.
Shh. Luno, come here. I recognize voice. There, the window. Quietly. No, I don't know if it's good.
Stan, it's my brother. Listen.
Ah, so this complaint. Give me the names again.
Madame Flaflatsky.
Flaflatsky. I knew she was suspicious hanging out with my brother.
What's he getting at?
We go, Luno. It is not good.
And who else?
There was one man I never saw before. Old, but very strong. Look, maybe you can still see the red mark where he slapped me. I tell you, I saw stars.
That's it.
No, Norman Dorset Jr. was also there.
I never heard of this person before.
Well, he's a baby. Madame Felplatsky is his father.
What are you talking? Are you crazy?
Madame Felplatsky is a man.
What? Are you trying to make me look stupid? Is this another conspiracy hatched by the conniving minds down the hill?
No, Flaflatsky is a real man, and she has this vicious little baby.
Vicious, you said?
Yes, it bit the other man.
And why were you there at the place? His place?
I was trying to get my dream money back.
Ah, this is one thing I cannot stand. Why people cannot be content with reality? Why must they search for other things? This is not the real good enough? What do you think we are doing here in this corporal body? Our yoga is here, in the physical! Oh, I'm sorry about the table. But as I was saying, why do you constantly, not only you, but also constantly look other places for the source? It's right here! Oh, sorry for the chair. But now you understand, right here. Now I will go to make my case. Etoile! Blake! Luno! What are you doing here?
We were...
Blake, what's going on? Blake!
We were looking for nippers.
Nippers, clippers, day trippers.
Everybody is mad!
Screw! That was close.
Too close for comfort.
Hi, Blade. I already made my complaint.
Actually, we didn't come for that. Actually, we came because Luno, this my friend, wanted a puppy dog.
Oh, great. Come to the back of the house. They're there.
Have you got any extra strong puppies?
Scene 6. Atlas Sloppy Joe's open mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am very happy to be able to give you some music tonight from one of our truly special souls. Chanteur, diva.
Charles, do you mind if I sit next to you?
Oh, hi, Etoile. Sure. Can I introduce you to Norman Doris, Junior?
Charles, I did not know you had a baby.
Oh, no, he's not mine. He's hers.
And so, for tonight's special show, Madame Flaflatsky.
Here's a number I wrote recently. Sometimes my songs are like stepping stones or ladders that take me from one place to another. And this song in particular is special because I was going through a difficult time. But enough of me. Let the music speak.
Another time, mixed up feelings in my mixed up mind, spin around until I forget the sweet, sweet touch of you. The waiting's here again. No, I must be a lonely soul in harmony. Spin around until I forget the sweet, sweet touch of you. Soul in harmony, spin around until I forget the sweet, sweet touch of you. The waiting's here again, isn't it strange that I never get out of this game? Spin around and hoping to feel the sweet, sweet touch of you.
This week's episode was performed by Blade, Orison, Etoile, Paul, Donna, Mukta, Charles, Norman, Luno, Jesse, Madame Flaflatsky, Krishna, Gregory, Amrit. What will happen next week? Tune in the same time.